Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the dagger here. I just want y'all to take a trip with me to my mind, you know what I mean? See the shit that I've been thinking about. See if y'all keep up.
Ain't no telling what can happen when I'm lost in my thoughts. It's too deep and dark, that goes even too scared to heart. Take a seat and listen while I navigate the abyss. The rage is filling up inside, shouldn't even exist. Because I'm always pissed. Take a lop and dagger to smile. I see the world as it is, the rest of y'all are denied. Moving full throttle, no brakes, my brain is too hyper. And when I use it for my music, then I'm using it proper, that's why. Damn, the dagger's out of it. I keep it real, no counterfeit. I be staying dumb. So what's the point of hiding it? It seems to be the only thing that keeps me calm, close me down, and makes me say fuck you. Stupid niggas wanna play around, and bitches too without a clue. Talking loud and out of place. It's the weed that took my brain.
No, don't slap her in the face.
By the grace of God, I ain't committed a murder. Nobody's in my corner. Pages getting shorter and shorter. So I
work hard, work hard, work hard.
No idea before, but never more. No respect or honor, but you wanna shake my hand, though. I ain't falling for your tricks, I lost too much to slip again. And if you say it's on the side, well, fucking nigga, run it. Then you talk a lot, but don't back up the words that you speak. You rather act just like a bitch with all your creeping and sneaking. So when I catch you, when I leave you sneaking, don't act surprised. Admit, you knew you had this coming. See that look in your eyes?
Work hard, work hard, work hard.
Many hurdles, obstacles, and broken glass. You see me stopping. My passion will forever last. Past is past, a lot of pain. My future is open, and I'ma face it standing. Fat blood smoking. I'm just close to insanity. Fuck it, I'm already there. If I act what I'm seeing, then I'm seeing the electric chair. See, I care about my life too much to give it up to you. Giving up, not gonna do, no matter what the fuck you do. Take a leak or take a seat, don't gotta speak. I don't wanna hear while I'm killing on a deathy beat. I don't even sleep, you can laugh, but it ain't a joke. Just to get a couple hours, gotta drink, gotta smoke. Never dope, that ain't the biz, is it what it really is? When it's time to drop a track, I'm contacting. We need another master mix, streets are sick, they need a stick. If they don't get another hit, to start up the apocalypse. I'm just scared of myself. My life is like a game of poker, playing cards that are dealt. Last year I bet it all.
Damn.
I went all in, lost everything I had. Yup, the house won again. Back to the beginning, different attitude, a way of life. Treat yourself the best, no one else is gonna treat you right. Keep it tight, don't ever fight unless it's unavoidable. Your life may have a price, but my life is unaffordable.
Ah, shit. Hey, what's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. Fuck you, Fridays. And, yeah, we're official, at least as it stands right now. Honestly, don't know how long the show's going to last. But like I said, as always, I'm always going to come out at least trying to be a man about it and be here at the beginning and see what's going to happen. So, we get the business out the way real quick. As always, shout out to Boss Angel Fez and Shag. It's again, without her, there's no banging on radio. Wouldn't be no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple and Shaw Mondays, and no West Coast Wednesdays. Help back to a Queen Bee. So thank you very much, Boss Lady, for allowing us to do our thing and allowing us to continue to keep the train rolling and keep it moving over here, all right? Also, all y'all independent artists, again, you know, you're not going to hear any music tonight. Thank y'all for keep doing what y'all doing and keep sending in your music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I got both shows. Three of them play music. Your shit will be in rotation, all right? So just make sure it plays good. MP3 format. Yeah, just make sure that shit knock. Like I said, let's keep it pushing with that. And then, of course, last but not least, again, if anybody takes the time out of their day to talk about the show, to spread word about the show, to support me, to support these independent artists, support reality, just to support just any of y'all that respect the fact that, like I said, all I'm trying to do here is give y'all a place where anybody can come through, or y'all can just listen to me, because, again, I'm on some type of shit where it's like no type of bullshit, no type of gas, no type of drama. I'm sure you got to deal with that shit enough in your daily life or whatever now. So this is not the place for that. Come over here, relax, chill, or you listen, and I hope you like what you're hearing. And then that's just what we're here for. That's just what I'm trying to do. Now, again, I know it's Fuck You Friday, so there's no music tonight, so that means I got to run my mouth. So I don't know how long I'm going to run my mouth this whole show, because honestly, since I let that depression shit go, you know, when I created Fuck You Fridays, it's really funny, because when I created Fuck You Fridays, you know, I had so much anger, so much animosity, so much, I always had so much, and every day I was on some, you know, fuck you type shit. I mean, I'm still on that shit, but I'm on it from a different side of it. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm just looking at it differently, you know, because when I was depressed, and I mean that deep, deep depression about all kind of shit, and I wasn't really letting everything get to me, but I just really felt like, you know what, I, as a person, me, no matter what I do, nothing matters, because I've been working, doing this, that, you know, all that pitiful shit. You know, I just felt real sorry for myself. I allowed a lot of shit to happen to me. I put myself in a lot of dangerous situations because I just didn't give a fuck, or, you know, I just didn't care. So it was a really fucked up time. So, but that's what Fuck You Fridays was for. That's where it stemmed from, because I was like, man, I need to get this shit off my chest, and I need somewhere where, like I said, I don't really got that many people I can talk to, like I keep saying all the time. All out there that listen to this show, that download the show, I mean, I talk to y'all more openly than I do the majority of the people in my whole life. And it's just because, not that I don't trust a lot of people or anything like that, it's just that I don't like burdening people with my issues or my problems with the shit that I be going through. I don't like putting that on people. And when I do it here, I don't feel like I'm putting it on anybody. You know what I mean? I'm just letting y'all know what's up, and I'm just presenting a show. So it's different. And, again, it just works dope for me, because, again, I get to let that shit out. People always say, you need to talk, you need to do this, you need to do that. And it's like, well, this is what I do. But it also gets me in trouble, because a lot of people that know me in my personal life, some of them people listen to this show just to see what's going on with me. And then it's like, then I got to, yeah. But it is what it is. But what I'm saying is just that it's just crazy, because I'm looking at my life now. And, again, with Fuck You Fridays, like I'm saying, I usually come out here and I'm like, you know, fuck this, fuck that. But shit's been going kind of good. Overall, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and whine about being in the accident no more. Like I said, I'm alive. So, I'm okay with that right now. Still got the rental, so I'm, you know, enjoying this shit while I got it. So, with this motherfucker. I'm trying to just see the fact that there are positive things happening amongst all the bullshit. There are a lot of silver linings that are about to arise. So, you know, I've always felt like I was prepared for something. And that positiveness is what I'm trying to maintain, and what I'm trying to keep going, because I really see that as the negativity that a lot of other shit could bring, or that you could put yourself in and everything that could really fuck up your whole. Whatever you got going on can really throw it off, you know. So it's like, I respect those people that, you know, really look out for themselves. And I mean that in a way, like, there's those people that look out for themselves as in, you know, I got to put myself first. I got to do what I do. And, you know, they'll do what they can if and when they can. But, again, you got to handle yourself. I can understand that. You can't help somebody else. You can't help somebody build their house if your house ain't built. You know, I understand that. But there are those people that, you know, are always, what, you know, that are like assholes about it, in a sense. Like, don't talk down to the next people. Don't talk down to the next person, because maybe you are in a better off situation, or maybe they're saying, it's like, you know, don't be snobby about it. If you don't want to, you don't want to do, you know, that's fine. But don't be, you know, you got to really be careful, because anybody's highest ups can get down at any time. That's what I've also noticed as well. You know, you're never really promised anything. You never really know what's going to happen the next day. You just got to make sure you set your plan in motion and you get your things in order, whereas if something were to happen, you're able to recover. You know, take it from somebody who's lost, like, literally everything, like, maybe twice in his life, like, twice. So, you know, that's strike one, strike two, you know. Yeah, shouldn't even been one or two, but again, you put yourself in situations, well, I put myself in situations, whereas, you know, I knew better. I trusted people that that's my main thing, is that I trust other people. When it's just me, that's what I'm saying. When it's just me, everything's good. I think I said this before plenty of times. It's like, when it's just me, everything's good, because like I said, I don't require much. And what I do get for myself, I know how to work. I know what to do with it, whatever I may do with it. You know, I know how to handle myself. But when you try to involve your other people, friends, family, girls, you know, when that kind of shit gets involved, that's when shit gets hectic. And it's like, I just trusted the wrong people, thinking shit will work out. You know, just looking, you know, 31 years, and 31 years already, there's just so much wasted time. So much wasted time that was just wasted. So much wasted time, so much wasted money on just bullshit people, bullshit relationships, you know, dumb bitches, niggas that's supposed to be the homies that's not, you know what I mean? My dumb mistake, traffic tickets, traffic violations, you know what I mean? I have my own. But what I'm saying is, okay, I have my shit, my speed tickets or whatever, but that's me. I handle my shit. But if I didn't have the other issue, what I really want y'all to understand is that, you know, if you're in a good situation, make sure you maintain that, because especially some of y'all young cats, I don't know if there's any young people that are out there really, I don't really know what my range of people are that listen to me as far as age goes, gender, you know, I don't know who y'all are out there. But for the youngins and the people that are still, you know, early 20s and everything like that, like, I know about the turn up. I know about if you still don't got no kids, not having no responsibilities. I know about all that, but just be smart. Like balance your shit. Don't go overboard on shit, because this shit is like really crazy right now. It's like I do so much with absolutely nothing, and not absolutely nothing, but sometimes it'd be absolutely nothing, and I still do so much with it for myself, and people still got the audacity to really ask me for shit when I really don't really have nothing to give. But again, it's things like this that just show me that there are things that I'm capable of, but I just have to focus. This is, like I said, this has been my mantra for a while now. And like I said, I keep sharing it with y'all. It's something that I can't help with myself. Like I said, I heard it somewhere else, and it made so much sense to me. And since I've applied it, it has worked for me. So I want to share it to those, you know, I want to share it to y'all. Maybe it'll work for you, because it's all some real shit, and it's not no dumb shit. But, yo, if whatever you're doing does not make you happy or make you money, and actually let me say, make money that's worth it. The money has to be worth it, because, again, not all money is good money. Let's understand that. Some of y'all, trust me, I've been in some situations over the dumb, is all money is not good money, all right? Just take that in heed, too. But, again, if the money's worth it, or if it makes you happy and you're genuinely happy, then for sure, do it. But the extras, the drama, the I don't know, whatever extra shit that comes, and, well, let me do it this way. Shit that you don't have to deal with, don't deal with it. It's not your problem. It's not your issue. It's not, you know what I mean? It's okay, that's your sister, okay, that's your girl, okay, this, that. But it may sound harsh, but again, or you want to do that thing, okay, they get one time, they get one pass, you help them out one time, whatever. But don't repeatedly make the same mistakes when those that are involved are showing you exactly how they are. You know, don't blind yourself to shit. Trust me, I know. Take it from somebody who's been there. I'm telling y'all, I know what it's like. The easiest person to lie to is yourself. You can tell yourself anything, because you're going to believe yourself no matter what or whatever. That's what I used to tell myself all the fucking time. The way I justified shit was, okay, well, at least I'm looking out for somebody, so maybe sometime, somewhere, somebody's going to look out for me. You know, I was all that hopeful, you know, if I put myself out there for people, and you know what I mean, it'll come back around the other way or whatever. And at the same time, on top of still hard working and everything myself, that's what made me feel even more like I can do it, because at certain times I was able to handle it and handle people, and I was on like that. But you're not on all the time. And when you're not on, that's where people, that's where you really see where people are at. Trust me, if you haven't been through it. Especially if y'all rich motherfuckers out there. I don't know if I got rich people that listen to me. If y'all on point, y'all got y'all money and everything like that or whatever. Like I said, you didn't have it all the time, unless you was born rich or whatever, you know. I don't think I got people like that. But if you work hard for yours, you got shit in the bank account and everything. I mean, you work for yours at the same time. When you didn't have it, where was people at? And then when you do have it and when you can do shit, look at the type of people that are around. I mean, I really see this more so than often now, and it's just funny to me. Actually, it's not funny, but I have to laugh. That's what I always do. I always try to laugh at or smile at the bullshit, because if you feed into it, if you let it affect you in a negative way, then you become a negative person. Like I said, I'm an extremely negative person. I see the worst in every situation. I see the worst possibilities in a lot of situations. I see the worst in a lot of people. You know, I and you can blame that on whatever you want to. Like, I mean, me personally, like I said, the most fucked up shit that's happened to me, and it's only been 31 years I've been on this earth, and, you know, the most fucked up shit has transpired from the earliest shit I could remember up until most recently this year still. You know, so I know what can be done to somebody, especially to somebody who doesn't mean anybody else harm. Like I said, I've never really meant anybody any harm. My biggest thing was always just leave me the fuck alone. You know, you don't like what I do or how I handle things, then leave me the fuck alone. That just goes for everybody. Goes for this show. Goes for anything. Like, anybody out there listening, you don't like me, you got something, you know, even if you got something to say about me, I don't care. You know what I mean? You know the most fucked up shit I've heard people say about me and everything? It's like, you ain't going to say nothing new or anything that's going to make me, you know, so feel free. Is that going to make you feel better? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. And the sad part is I used to care. I wasn't bred this way. I wasn't bred to not give a fuck. I wasn't bred this way. And that's why it's a double negative on me or whatever, because like I said, I was bred to be the good guy. So naturally, deep down inside and everything, that's what naturally things that I do. It's funny. It's crazy. I go out sometimes, you know, just on a regular day basis, maybe to the store or something like that or whatever, and you'll be surprised how just normal women or even some, you know, young girls or whatever, I see them too or whatever, you'll be surprised the reaction you get by opening the door for one of these females. You know what I mean? Just don't even say nothing. Just open the door. You know, you get the biggest smile or, you know, the cutest thank you and this, that, or whatever just by doing shit like that. I mean, it's a natural thing for me. I know a lot of y'all just don't give a fuck about none of that shit. And it's simple. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just me. You know, I'm standing in line somewhere. I may see a cute girl. Like I said, my weakness is girls or whatever. But, I mean, I ain't in no rush. If I'm not in a rush, I'm standing in line. She ain't got that much or whatever. You know, maybe at the grocery store or something. She ain't, hey, you want to? Go ahead. You got that. Go ahead. Like, you know, I'm not tripping. Brings her a little closer to me. I get to look at her a little closer. Maybe I do say something. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm just saying that it just amazes, like, I'm naturally the good guy, and I'm fighting so hard not to be. I don't want to be. I want to be the asshole. I want to be the dude that don't give a fuck or whatever, because that's what you have to be. At least I'm going to speak as far as my city goes. In L.A., that's what you got to be out here. Nobody out here gives a fuck. I give a fuck about a chosen few, because they've shown me throughout it all that they're going to be there. And it's very chosen few, like the chosen ones, as far as I go. You know, everybody else, like I said, I don't even deal with dudes. And if I don't like bitches so much, like I'm saying, that's only, I deal with nothing but females, and that's what gets me in trouble, because females don't like the fact that all I really know is females. I know females and the Witty Gang. Females and the Witty Gang. Family. Family, females, Witty Gang. You feel what I mean? There's no You know what I mean? And my Bang Out posse, my Bang Out fam, you know, I got love for all y'all and everything, too. Because y'all show me that y'all real as fuck. So, I mean, I know if I ever came to y'all areas or whatever, hit y'all up, shit would be popping. I mean, I could already understand. I'm good at understanding that. But I'm talking about all these in-between niggas, these half-and-half niggas, these dumb bitches, these trying to get over on nigga-type bitches. Bitches with the hand out every day. Bitches always trying to, you know, just don't want to do shit but always want something. None of the ones I'm talking about. These are the people I'm talking about. These people I ain't got time for. And I was just trying to, you know, just, like I said, I'm just trying to live life. I don't know what the fuck everybody else is out here doing. You know, I don't know what everybody else is on. You know, all these, I'm going to say the youngsters, because I feel like an old man, but I'm going to say the youngsters, you know. All these kids is having kids, and I still ain't got one. I'm 31, and trust me, I've been in many situations where I probably, you know, I got to knock wood or something, where I probably should have been stuck in that situation, but I'm not, because there are a lot of situations where I did the right thing, not the wrong thing. So it just amazes me how, you know, there are all these kids having kids, but I ain't even had one, because I guess I'm just too picky. And I've seen it too much. Some of the homies got that baby mama drama or had it. They maybe smoothed it out by now, but I've seen it. I don't want that. You know what I mean? I want that. There's a good guy. I mean, I want that, you know, house, picket fence, me, my wife, you know, two bedroom and shit. You know what I mean? I want a family. I don't want that shit some guy out there got to do. Baby daddy, baby mamas, courts and shit. You know, dropping kids back and forth, stepdad. You know, oh, man. And then some of the shit y'all do with y'all kids, you know? So it's like, I can't just have no kid with just anybody. And then if I did, and then I wind up having to take my kid and have full custody, just, you know, I don't, there's nothing I was trying to do. You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. There are certain decisions that I've made in my life that is like, there are certain things I'm not doing. Not doing that. I've done a lot of dumb shit. Done a lot of fucked up, not a lot of fuck, super fucked up shit. Like I said, I still ain't killed nobody. You know, I ain't killed nobody. I'm going to say that. I mean, there's some bad things you can do up to that or whatever. But like I said, I ain't never murdered nobody. I ain't never really put somebody's life in danger. You know, I may have let them think their life was in danger, but their life wasn't really in danger. But, you know, but again, I'm going to reiterate, I ain't killed nobody. And I think that's just once you do that, then you just really just gone. So anything else I think can be kind of forgiven. But I just don't know. But at the same time, I'm trying to be positive about the situation. Throughout all this bullshit, throughout everything I see, and it's just that I have to be the motherfucker that I'm not supposed to say anything, right? Like, who am I? Who the fuck are you? I ain't nobody. I'll say it myself. I ain't shit. I ain't nobody. With me not being shit, I'm still, like I said, I can say that about myself. Like I said, I don't feel that I'm special. Everybody, nobody's better than anybody. I've said this many times. Nobody's better than anybody. Everybody has their strengths. Everybody has their weaknesses. Everybody can be taken down, brought down a couple of pegs. The fact is, you just don't have to do that shit. You can point out my faults all day. I point out my own faults. So it's like, it's funny. So when people will be trying to come at me and shit, and be trying to get on my case about shit or whatever, it's like, you're not telling me nothing that I already know. That's when they get upset, because you're not affecting me. Like I said, I know myself too well for you to tell me anything. And it's funny because I've always kind of been that way. So like I said, I came up as a loner. I was the kid that was alienated. I was the kid that was the fat kid. I was the one everybody used to always talk about. I was the butt of everybody's jokes. I know what it's like to be on that side. So I was always by myself. I got good at, you know what I mean, thinking in my head and everything, just working shit out, seeing how shit works, seeing how the world works, seeing how people are. You know, it's You'll be surprised what you can learn if you just shut the fuck up. And I was real quiet at a very early age. Like I said, I've always been quiet. I've always just been just watching, just seeing how people operate, seeing what they do with their lives, just seeing how they weave in and out and everything, you know. And there was a time when I was the best at it. You know, I used to be the manipulator. You know what I mean? When I was on my really just didn't give a fuck stage or whatever, like I said, when I lost the weight, you know, worked out, started doing all that shit. That's why I can talk about fat people, because you can lose the weight. If you out there fat and shit and you want to be on some other shit, you can do that. I didn't take no diets, no PX90, no none of that shit. Exercise, you know, dedication, a couple of waters, you know, take a walk or something. Just you can do it, all right? But I've been on the negative side of things, and that's why I don't never try to bring negativity around to others, and that's why I try my best to not have people in negative situations. I'd rather see people with smiles. I've been around enough fucked up shit in life. I'd rather see you smile. So, yeah, I may crack a joke. I may do what I got to do, whatever, to put a smile on your face. That's the type of person that I am, because I'd rather see you smile than to be on some fucked up shit, because then you're going to get me off of some fucked up shit. Or I'm not going to care about your fucked up shit, and then you're going to be mad at me because I'm not showing an interest in why you want some fucked up shit. And so we don't need none of that, all right? I try to calm down situations before I even get in them. And that's why I really be on that, just fuck it. People got to really learn how to, like, chalk shit up, how to let shit go. I never thought I'd be the person to say that shit, because I hold on to shit sometimes. Like, I hold on to grudges. I hold on. It's funny. Like, I won't remember anybody's birthdays or anything. I don't remember birthdays. I don't remember dates or anything like that, anniversaries, those things I don't remember. But I remember when somebody said something fucked up to me, or I remember when somebody did some fucked up shit to me, you know what I mean, or fucked me over for a dollar amount, you know, I remember that. It's cold how I remember the negativity that people have done to me. Because at least for me, like I said, I kind of work on that strike system. It's like you start off, everybody starts off with that A+, and then once you do something, it's like, bam, there's a strike in the record. We got to make a record of that. Oh, you did that. And then the longer certain niggas list and bitches list get, then shit got to switch up and change. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people understand, well, I don't know what y'all do with y'all people. So, like I said, I'm still speaking on myself. But, and so that's what I mean. There's a good guy trying to give. I'm trying to be that good teacher, trying to be that good person. Like, everybody gets an A, you know, all you got to do is keep it. All you got to do is be about your shit. All you got to do is keep it real. Don't lie. All you got to do is keep it 1,000, you know. Don't be on no lazy type shit. Don't be on no bullshit. Don't be on the same shit every day, day in, day out. Make sure you're moving forward. Make sure you're doing something. I don't see how that's too much to ask of anybody. And if I could do it with nothing, then it's like I know people can do it with when they got shit. So there's no excuse. I'm a prime example. Like I said, if there's something that you want to do, whatever it may be, like I said, there's a lot of shit that I want to do, and I really just can't right now, because I'm probably not in some of the situations that some of y'all are out there in. Like I said, you know what I mean? I can't get sponsors for the shows. I can't. I probably could, but honestly, I'm not about to sit here and put in the effort to try to do it. Because, again, if you're either fucking with me or you're not. That's just really where I'm at right now. I can't chase people. I can't be following people around. I can't be the person on the side, you know, figuratively speaking, like on the sidewalk with a sign talking about, look at me, see what I can do. No, you either believe I can do something, you come over here and find out for yourself, and then you either fuck with me or you don't. It's simple. It don't get no easier. But again, I keep noticing that people only want to fuck with me as they see fit, or on their terms, or on what they're trying to do with me or whatever. They're trying to use, you know, what I'm able to do to benefit them without any benefit for me. And this is the type of shit that's been stopping lately, and it's just been, you know, it's just been some interesting shit. So, like I said, I just wanted to talk to y'all for this minute or whatever real quick so I can say I did something. But, again, I'm not focused on this negativity right now, and I am in motion, so I'm not buying a computer or anything, so I don't know if anybody's calling. I'm sorry if anybody's up there that's trying to get this something off their chest as well. But at least, like like I said, thank you for at least chilling with me for a little while and at least listening to what I had to say real quick. But again, for those that are listening, like, again, if it ain't making you money or if it ain't making you happy, if it ain't making you a good amount of money and it ain't making you happy, just don't fuck with it. You don't have to. You don't have to. All you got to do is worry about all you got to do is really worry about yourself. If you got kids, okay, you got to worry about your kids, then yourself, if you're doing it the right way. You know what I mean? If you married with kids or whatever, you got to look out for your family. See, the one thing that's so lucky about me, like I said, I ain't got no kids. I don't got no wife. I don't got this. All I got to do is worry about me. I choose to worry about other people, which I shouldn't at all. Because my shit ain't even together. But again, my dumb ass is on that. Well, as long as everybody else is happy, then I'll be okay. But I'm not, so I'm fixing that. Like I said. But for those that are in certain situations, you gotta really know where your priorities lie. You gotta really know what the right thing is to do. And I've always said the right thing to do is always the hardest thing to do. Anybody can do anything wrong. Doing wrong is easy. There's a lot of people doing wrong shit just because it's easy, because anybody can do it. There's only certain people that can do the right thing or can stop doing the wrong thing and then start doing the right thing. Just think of it that way. Like I said, be real. Understand what you're doing. Understand who you are. Understand the person you want to be. Hopefully it's somewhat of a good person in there somewhere. You know what I mean? At least. Or at least whatever you're doing, just don't fuck up anybody else's shit. Do what you do and do what you do. Don't fuck up anybody. Don't fuck up nothing else anybody else got going on. Man. Like I said, just do what you got to do. Everybody be left alone and we can all be all right. Too much bullshit going on out here. You know, I'm tired. I'm just tired, all right? So, again, thanks for listening to me. Like I said, get some shit off my chest real quick. Again, Slap Sunday's got a lot of new slappers. People keep sending in their music again. Get it in before Sunday, and we'll be playing on Sunday. Keep sending them in. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And, yeah, like I said, y'all, thanks for tuning in. Fuck you Fridays. Real quick, hit it real quick. And, yeah, we'll see y'all on Slap Sundays. I'm out.